T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, in just a few moments, we will be going to Washington, D.C. and the White House, where our Tim Wenger is standing by for the very latest in coverage on David Bellavia's Medal of Honor ceremony. This is the big day. This is the day we have been waiting for now for several weeks, where David Bellavia is going to stand in front of President Trump and will have placed around his neck the most prestigious military honor and award that anybody could possibly receive, and that is the Medal of Honor. I do want to thank the people who have sent me photographs, in fact, some professional-looking photographs of downtown Buffalo's buildings being illuminated last night in the colors of the Medal of Honor. Have pictures of the Electric Tower, have pictures of the Peace Bridge, and I'm sure I'll be receiving pictures of some of the other buildings. I don't know if anybody took an aerial shot of all of the buildings and structures that were illuminated in the colors of the Medal of Honor last night, but we'll see if I get any of those sent in during the course of today's program. My email address is tom@wben.com. That's tom@wben.com. That is my email address. Oddly enough, David's is david@wben.com. It's funny how that works. So in just a few moments, we're going to be going to Tim Wenger at the White House in Washington, D.C. We also have our Mike Baggerman at the White House. And I don't know if Brian Mazurowski and Susan Rose are at the ceremony or not, but if they are, I'm sure we'll be hearing from those guys, well, one guy and one lady, later on during today's program. One of the things that I do want to mention here right at the beginning of the show is I want to sincerely and with deepest gratitude thank all of you who donated to the GoFundMe page that was set up by Tim Wenger. The people you see, the people on TV, and maybe some of the people from whom we will hear, were able to get to the Medal of Honor ceremony because of your generous donations. We did this last Thursday. We solicited donations so that members of Gold Star families who wanted to attend the Medal of Honor ceremony and David's comrades in arms who wanted to attend the Medal of Honor ceremony, some of them, as we mentioned, are not in financially good places right now. And some of them may have needed to not go to the ceremony or put themselves in considerable financial jeopardy by going to the ceremony and paying out of their own pocket because there's nothing in their own pockets. So as you watch and as you listen to this ceremony, the Medal of Honor ceremony today from the White House in Washington, D.C., know that your contributions and your generosity made a real difference for real people who were able to get to the Medal of Honor ceremony under the terms and circumstances I just described. Because of you, the Gold Star families of the people with whom David served who did not come home, and his comrades in arms with whom he fought side by side, have been able to get to the Medal of Honor ceremony. I don't think that one person, I don't think that one family, I don't think that anybody who was invited to go to the Medal of Honor ceremony today but who would not have been able to attend because of the financial rigors of traveling to Washington, D.C. right about now, I don't think anybody was turned away. Right now on News Radio 930 WBEN, let's go to our Tim Wenger at the White House. Tim.
Hey, Tom. We are in the East Room, and things
unfortunately.
Well, of course, for
Tim, go ahead. You're cutting in and out. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is something that we're going to have to rectify. I would suggest that maybe we try the landline, not the landline. I would suggest that we call a regular telephone connection instead of trying this. What we're trying right now would probably be greatly helpful. And I was so looking forward to finding out the scene setter, if you will, from Tim Wenger. It's just not fair that the cell phone connection kept on dipping back and forth. My goodness. Okay, let's go back to Tim Wenger at the White House. Tim, sorry about that.
That's okay. You know, every time, I think all the media fires up all their cellular equipment, it kind of messes our signal up. But I guess I was just saying that, the room is still a little bit boisterous here. Our local congressional contingent has arrived. We've got Chris Collins is two rows before us right now, along with Tom Reed. They are in the front row, actually, awaiting the beginning of the Medal of Honor ceremony. The media was just allowed in about 5 minutes ago, so they're all getting set to go. Cameras ready, microphone set, and teleprompter is up. I can tell you the first thing the president is going to say is thank you, because that's what the teleprompter says. And beyond that, we don't know, but really, it's going to be pretty exciting in this room. It is packed. It is elbow to elbow with friends, family, and dignitaries.
Tim, it's about 90 degrees in Washington, D.C. Is the air conditioning working properly?
It's working very well, and this room just got very quiet. So I'm not sure how much longer I'll be able to stay with you, but it is a muggy day outside indeed. But no, everything very comfortable inside. There was a pre-ceremony reception that happened just outside of the East Room and along the colonnade that you're probably so often have seen on TV for formal events in the East Room of the White House, and we were allowed in about 20 minutes ago. And now the media is staging, and the podium is set. The room is ready, and certainly everybody is in their seats at this point. Military guards standing before the crowd that's gathered here with a podium just behind them. Previous Medal of Honor winners are here, seated already. I've been doing several photo sessions prior to the ceremony. So we expect within the next few minutes here, the main event to take place. And, of course, you'll hear it live on WBEN.
Tim, what else has David Bellavia been doing today, or what else have you been doing today in terms of covering this? What else has been going on?
David had a pretty interesting morning. First thing, after a late night here with all of his buddies from the 2-2 infantry, getting back together, they were up first thing. David did a VIP, so to speak, tour of the Lincoln Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, I should say, and that included a rooftop session up on the top of the Lincoln Memorial, private session with folks from the Commerce Department. He did that for a while, came back to the hotel, had lunch, and got ready. And then about a half hour before the rest of us were escorted in a police motorcade here to the White House, David was taken. And that's presumably when he had that session, or potentially with the president. We don't know for sure what the exact schedule is, whether he was doing that prior to or if that's something that's going to happen immediately following this. My instinct would tell me it was prior, but I don't know that to be the case for sure.
Tim, you said that the room where David will receive the Medal of Honor is packed and elbow to elbow. Roughly how many people would you say are there?
There are definitely several hundred people here. I'm terrible at guessing crowds, I guess, but it's several hundred. It's elbow to elbow. It's packed. The media, for example, where Mike Baggerman is situated, toward the back of the room, the east side of the room, they are like sardines in the back of this room. So, I mean, really outside of the staging area in the front, then it's several hundred people in a semicircle, all seated, and then behind them, the press.
Anyone else from Buffalo or nationally that we might know you've seen in that room?
Well, I can tell you Michael Caputo is three seats away from me. Dave DiPietro is five seats away. Carl Palladino is on the aisle and has been spending some time here in Washington. Those are three names you'd know right off the top of top of the bat.
Now, Tim, you let me know when you need to go, because you said that this would be a very brief segment with you.
Yeah, we're still okay for the moment.
Great. And this Medal of Honor ceremony is now, they're showing, just so you know, Fox News is showing the White House right now on its channel, and the little box in the corner says, "Soon, Trump honors hero." So, obviously, getting national media attention on Fox News.
Yeah, and I would certainly expect that, I know there are some other things going on here today with the new press secretary, et cetera, but I would expect that this does, I think the media will pause and take note of this event. Obviously, there aren't many of these that happen, and certainly with David being the only living Iraq War veteran to receive this honor, it certainly is beyond even the normal newsworthiness that a Medal of Honor recipient would get.
So we are still looking at a 3:30 start time that has not changed. Nobody's come out to say it's going to be delayed.
They have not said anything. I would not anticipate anything to be delayed. If at anything, I would imagine there's a chance it could start early. But I do know a lot of the video feeds, et cetera, and satellite windows were opening at 3:25. So I would guess it should be pretty close to that on-time mark of 3:30 as far as the formal ceremony is concerned.
Tim, have you had a chance to speak with any of the veterans and David's comrades in arms that we were able to help out through the GoFundMe page to which our listeners gave so generously? Have you had a chance to talk with any of those people?
Absolutely. We'll have more chance after this ceremony in a session here at the White House. But Susan did have one-on-one interviews with three of those guys that he served with yesterday afternoon at the Pentagon. Most of that conversation, obviously focused on what their thoughts were about David and receiving the award.
Sure.
But I'm telling you, we saw them last night at a reception at the hotel, and the entire group that's here, and it's dozens of them, gathered for a photo in a room on the top floor of the hotel that David is staying in. And to see these guys get together, it was almost like a college fraternity. I mean, these guys haven't seen each other for, in some cases, 15 years, and it's like they jumped right back on where they left off that many years ago, and it really is just an amazing camaraderie to watch. And David has told us in several interviews so far that, there's love on the battlefield, and it takes a longer description than I have time to tell you about what he means by that, but I saw it yesterday in that room with all of his Army buddies as they gathered together.
Tim Wenger joins us live from Washington, D.C. on News Radio 930 WBEN as we await David Bellavia receiving officially the Medal of Honor from President Donald J. Trump. And you are listening to News Radio 930 WBEN. Do they give out programs, like a description of what's going to happen at a Medal of Honor ceremony?
They do give out a program, and I think Susan either has tweeted some of that or she will. It's a very nice, like parchment paper type program in honor of David and the entire program that we're about to see unfold here. There's an awful lot in it, and we'll try to photo it page by page. But the program essentially will be an invocation by a chaplain, followed by remarks by the president, then the presentation of the Medal of Honor, of course, to David. And then there's a benediction. So I really don't anticipate that this will go longer than, say, 20, 30 minutes or so.
Tim, someone wanted to know if you saw any protesters outside the White House over this event.
We did not, but I don't want to sound we didn't come in the way that, a lot of people come into the White House. We came in. We were brought in via escort, military and police escort. We really didn't stop at gates or anything, so we didn't really see anything in the way of any type of organized protest. I was at the White House real early this morning while Susan was broadcasting from ABC, and there were some, a couple sporadic protesters outside the White House, and any day that you're here, you would see that, but nothing,
right.
Nothing at all related to certainly what's happening here today.
Tim, can you tell us about your soiree last night, your big fancy party?
It was really an awful lot of fun. If anyone has a chance to grab a listen to the podcast I did this morning, the 930 and 716 podcast on the website, I talked to two people that I think are really interesting in this whole process. One, Gary Bykirk, a previous Medal of Honor winner. I'm actually looking at him right now. He's sitting directly across from me, wearing his medal. A really interesting take on what's about to happen here to David. Really interesting guy. And then I talked to David's eldest son, Evan Bellavia. And Evan, really interesting. Evan is David has three children, as you know, and Evan is the pre-Iraq War child, was born prior to David's service overseas in Iraq and Fallujah. And Evan had a really interesting take. He was 4 years old when the incident happened that we're honoring David for here. And then there were two younger kids, but I spoke with Evan. You can hear that on that podcast. And really, that's what I spent a lot of time doing last night, is talking to those two. But it was just interesting. Family there, friends there, military was there. It was casual yet respectful. There was music, very brief presentation by the Army, and the rest of it was just a casual affair.
Tim, does this event where you are right now with David about to receive the Medal of Honor, does it have more of a military feel about it or more of a civilian feel to it?
I would say it really is a good mix. A great question, because, I mean, there's an awful lot of uniformed military here. Some of them, we know who they are. They're people that helped organize this event. Some of them are people that David served with and still do serve. And some of them are, you know, just part of the military now that, you know, been invited by dignitaries here then. But I would say the vast majority of people here, though, are civilians.
Tim Wenger is live at the White House on News Radio 930 WBEN as we await David Bellavia receiving the Medal of Honor. I don't know if you have any way of knowing the answer to this question, Tim, but is there any word on for how long President Trump will be speaking?
No, I have no indication of that. But the initial indication that we did receive, the guidance we received, is this would not go longer than a half an hour. So I don't think he would be talking for any great length of time. So.
Is Vice President Pence expected to be there as well?
He's not been seen. Just the president, as far as we know, as far as the executive office administration is concerned.
As we await the ceremony getting underway, scheduled for 3:30, can you tell us who else you've had a chance to speak with about their experiences with David Bellavia or the Medal of Honor ceremony?
Some of the military, you know, I'll tell you, the three fellow military men that Susan spoke with yesterday were really interesting. I was there when she interviewed them. Just three different complete takes as far as, you know, what they had to say about David. You know, they all have the common, you know, thankfulness for David and what he did, and they talk about how humble he is. But all of them seem to do it from a little bit different perspective, because I think they had different roles in the situation in that house battle that we've heard so much about and we'll hear so much more about in Fallujah. And I do think we're kind of getting to a point here where I'm probably going to have to wrap things up.
Yeah, I hear the fellow with the big voice somewhere close to you.
You bet.
All right, well, Tim Wenger, are you able to tell us what's happening after the ceremony, or do you need to take off?
No, I can tell you very briefly. I mean, first of all, we'll be tweeting out photos. I will, Susan will, as well as Mike Baggerman, who's in the room, throughout the ceremony. So watch for that as you watch and listen to the coverage. And then immediately following, there is about an hour or so reception here in the state room of the White House. We don't know exactly what to expect at that, but really very little restriction. We were wandering around the east side of the White House for about 20 minutes to a half an hour prior to this, and kind of expect a casual situation immediately following.
Well, certainly hope you can phone in from the reception. That'd be very cool.
We'll try. I'm going to do that.
All right. Tim Wenger, we'll let you go so you can get situated and so you don't irritate anybody at the Medal of Honor ceremony. Thank you very much for joining us the opening half hour of the program.
You got it.
Tim Wenger joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN. And again, I speak for David Bellavia as well in this regard, to extend very, very deep appreciation and very sincere thank yous and gratitudes for all of the contributions you guys made to the little fund Tim Wenger set up for veterans to get to the ceremony in Washington, D.C. today, those veterans who were not in good financial circumstances, as well as the families, the Gold Star families whose loved ones did not come home from Iraq. You made this possible. You made it happen. The Medal of Honor ceremony on TV, pretty much turn on the TV. Any of the cable news networks, I'm sure, will have coverage. Actually, you know what? I shouldn't say I'm sure they'll have coverage. I don't know if they'll have TV coverage. I think it's a safe bet, but I don't want to say with any degree of certainty. Although, I will tell you that Fox News, as I mentioned on air just a few moments ago, Fox News, in fact, right now, they're showing a little box on the bottom of the TV, soon Trump honors hero. And I strongly suspect that that is all about the co-host of this program, David Bellavia. So Fox News is definitely showing it. I'm going to do a quick scan of the local TV stations to see if I can see any indication at all that they are going to be carrying it. Channel 2 still has Ellen on. Channel 4 has Wendy Williams on. Channel 7 has, let's see, Pickler and Barry? Pickler and Ben? I've never heard of that, obviously. And I just want to check Spectrum News to see what they're doing at this point. Of course, what they're doing at this point may not exactly be indicative of what they're going to be doing later on. They've got the traffic inbox on Spectrum News. But it looks like Fox News is going to offer coverage. Last I checked, cable news network CNN was in a commercial break. Let me just do a double check here. They're showing World Cup women's soccer on CNN. Trump won't say if women's soccer team pay equal men, should equal men.
Channel 4 tweeted out that they will have coverage at 3:30.
Channel 4 has said that they will have coverage at 3:30. So those of you without cable who simply work by rabbit ears or one of those fancy antennas that you can put on your digital TV, Channel 4 is going to have coverage starting
KBW
at 3:30.
KBW as well.
Channel 7 will have coverage starting at 3:30. So
I'm guessing all the news stations.
Yeah, it kind of seems like it shouldn't be an issue getting the ceremony on TV. Of course, if you want to listen to it on the radio, you can go right here where you are at WBENA. AM 930, and our website, interestingly enough, is WBEN.com. Now, in just 1 minute, we're going to be going to Washington, D.C. Phil, are we going to go to the ABC intro, or are we going to go straight to Tim Wenger, or straight to, what are we going straight to at 3:30? Tom Puckett,
on anchored coverage. So straight to the ceremony.
Okay. So, but will I be going to Tom Puckett? Will I be? Nope, I'm not going to Tom Puckett, so I'm on my own, basically, is what you're telling me. Okay. And as far as the audio, where am I getting the audio?
ABC.
Okay, but you're going to pull that in for us? Sorry, we just had to take care of some last-minute things. We thought we had this all set, but as you heard when we started to talk to Tim Wenger, there was a little bit of glitch with the audio, so some things had to be rerouted and redone, and that's what we do in this business. We basically fly by the seat of our pants and do things on the spur of the moment that have to be done and make the necessary corrections, so that is why I had to ask on air. Now, right now, on Fox News, they're showing the video from inside, and the crawl says Army Staff Sergeant David Bellavia will be the first Iraq War veteran to receive nation's top military honor. That is what Fox is showing right now. One of their reporters is giving the background of the Medal of Honor for David Bellavia, complete with the box in the corner that says soon Trump honors hero. And there's a picture right now showing on Fox News of David Bellavia in uniform, a picture that you certainly have seen on our website. Now they're showing a picture from inside of the firefight with the guys. It looks like they're in the process of clearing a house. Trump presents highest military award to Army Staff Sergeant who saved entire squad in Iraq. A Medal of Honor. That's what Fox News is showing right now. I just want to flip over to CNN to see what they're doing. And they've got a story here about national anthem protest. So we're going to go back to Fox News and see what they're doing. I'm kind of interested because people all over the country are watching this. I mean, Fox News has enormous viewership. So this is going to be quite the national event. They have some people now who are talking. I think that is Michael Ware. David pointed out, David, they're showing David now from, I believe this would be yesterday's Pentagon roundtable. Looks like Michael Ware is there, one of David's comrades in arms. This is video they are showing, I believe, from yesterday. That looks a lot like the Pentagon roundtable discussion they had yesterday. This is not the Medal of Honor ceremony itself. There's a picture straight on of David Bellavia wearing what looks like a blue blazer, a white shirt, and a tie with an American flag's edge just to the just to the left of David Bellavia. They're now showing video of David Bellavia speaking. I believe, again, this was from the Pentagon Roundtable, which took place yesterday afternoon. Yeah, definitely from the Pentagon Roundtable that took place yesterday afternoon. I would know those faces anywhere. I'd know that uniform anywhere. And they're showing David speaking, everybody at a blue table with the bottle of water in front of them. And if you're just joining us, I am not talking over the Medal of Honor ceremony. I'm simply describing what is on Fox News right now so everybody gets a sense for the national coverage. I figure if you're listening to the radio, you're probably not at home. You're probably in a car and might appreciate having a play-by-play of what exactly one of the networks is showing. Shepard Smith is now on screen, and soon, again, Trump presents highest military award to Army Staff Sergeant who saved entire squad in Iraq with that picture of a very studly-looking David Bellavia looking like he's about to go into that house and clear it all over again. And there's another shot of David, although I can't see the face because I've got glare off a light. And there's another picture of David Bellavia. This is the picture we used in the GoFundMe page set up by Tim Wenger, except this is a beautiful color picture version of David Bellavia, who in just moments from right now is going to receive the Medal of Honor from the President of the United States. He may actually, at this point, be meeting with President Trump somewhere behind the scenes at the White House. But David is getting so much coverage right now on Fox News. It has been all David for about the past 5 minutes. There's the picture again of the guys aiming the light, the illumination up the staircase. And I just want to go back to CNN. I hope you'll forgive me to see if that they've got a commercial going on at CNN. And this is so very, very exciting. And it's such a proud moment, not just for veterans and not just for those who served in combat. This is a proud moment for everybody here in Western New York, and certainly a very proud moment for those who contributed to the fund to make sure that David's buddies who were in financial hardship could actually make this Medal of Honor ceremony, as well as the Gold Star families whose loved ones never came back from Iraq, who might not have been able to attend because of financial concerns. And that would have been a huge, huge issue and a huge injustice. And Fox News, soon Army Staff Sergeant David Bellavia to be first living Iraq War veteran to receive nation's top military award, Medal of Honor. And it is a very, very, very crowded room in the White House. Everybody, the men anyway, seem to be wearing a suit and ties. I don't see anybody not in a suit or tie except the people who are wearing military uniforms. And as far as the women who are there, obviously classily attired in nice-looking dresses. So it's certainly a fine-looking gathering at the White House in Washington, D.C. I'm looking to see if I can see Tim Wenger or any of our people. Now, let's go to the audio from the White House.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, accompanied by Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant David G. Bellavia, United States Army.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me as we mark this ceremony in a word of prayer. The Lord is my light and my salvation, in whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, and of whom shall I be afraid? Righteous, just, and loving God, today we gather to honor the spirit of a warrior who put others' safety above his own and ran toward danger, meeting it face to face. We give thanks for Staff Sergeant David Bellavia, an example of heroism, whose spirit shone bright in the darkest hours of battle. His character, commitment, and courage were revealed in a moment, but they were forged over a lifetime by his faith, his family, his friends, and a disciplined life of selfless devotion to duty. God bless David, his family, and his many comrades in arms this very day. Let his life, legacy, and indeed this very medal that is placed around his neck be an inspiration for all to face our fears and place others over self. I pray these things in your mighty and most holy and gracious name. Amen.
Thank you very much, please. Thank you, Chaplain, very much. It's really beautiful. Today is my privilege to award the highest military honor to an American soldier who demonstrated exceptional courage to protect his men and defend our nation. Will you please join me in welcoming Staff Sergeant David Bellavia? David, thank you. David is the first living recipient to earn the Congressional Medal of Honor for his bravery in the Iraq War. And we're honored to have with us distinguished leaders of our military. I want to recognize Acting Deputy Secretary of Defense David Norquist. David, thank you very much and congratulations. Acting Secretary of the Army, Ryan McCarthy. Come here, Ryan. Let me just say hello to you. It just happened yesterday, so I have to congratulations. Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Paul Selva. Thank you, Paul. Army Chief of Staff, General Mark Milley. Hi, Mark. And Sergeant Major of the Army, Daniel Daly. Thank you, Daniel, very much. Thanks as well to members of Congress who join us, Representative Liz Cheney. Thanks, Liz. Chris Collins. Thanks, Chris. Dan Crenshaw. Tom Reed. Thank you. Thank you, Tom. I see you over there, Tom. Thank you very much. Joining David for this special ceremony are his wife, Deanna, and three children, Evan, Aiden, and Vivian, along with his mother, Marilyn, and his brothers, Daniel and Rand. I want to thank you all for being here. Very special day for you and for all of us, for the nation, actually. Thank you. Thank you. David's father, William, passed away in 2017, and though he's no longer with us, we know that today he must be one of those proud dads. He's looking down upon us from heaven, and he's very proud of his son and his son's family. I have to say that. Thank you, David. Finally, we are gratified to be joined by eight previous Medal of Honor recipients, and I have to tell you, I've got to know just about all of them. You are forever with us. You inspire us. You are truly brave, great people. Thank you very much for being here. Brave people. David grew up in Western New York. He was the youngest of four children. As a boy, he would listen to stories from his grandfather, a World War II veteran and hero in his own right, who earned a Bronze Star in the Normandy campaign. I just came back from Normandy. That was something. As David remembers, his grandfather's stories were always vivid, with source of pride, and they were delivered very beautifully. There was a nobility and purpose in the infantry, and David saw that at a very young age. I wanted to be what my grandfather was, David would often say. I wanted to be part of this noble adventure. Is that right? That's a pretty good quote, would you say? Better say yes, otherwise I have a problem. In 1999, David followed the example of his grandfather and joined the United States Army Infantry. Several months after the September 11th attack on our nation, David deployed, saying goodbye to his wife and his son, Evan. He served in Germany, Kosovo, and then in Iraq. In November of 2004, after nearly a year of intense enemy combat, Iraq, David led his squad into battle to liberate the city of Fallujah and anti-Iraq forces. That was a tough place. This operation was the bloodiest battle of the Iraq War. For 3 days straight, David and his men kicked down doors, searched houses, and destroyed enemy weapons, never knowing where they would find a terrorist lurking next, and there were plenty of them. The third day of battle was November 10th, David's 29th birthday. That night, his squad was tasked with clearing 12 houses occupied by insurgents. Very dangerous operation. They entered house after house and secured 9 of the buildings. Then came the 10th. That was a tough one. It was a 3-story building surrounded by a 9-foot wall. As they entered the house and moved into the living room, 2 men were behind concrete barricades. They opened fire on David and everybody. In the dark of night, shards of glass, brick, and plaster flew into the air, wounding multiple soldiers. The rounds of fire ripped holes into the wall, separating the Americans from the terrorists. The wall was ripped to shreds. David knew they had to get out. David thought that they had had it. He leapt into the torrent of bullets and fired back at the enemy without even thinking. The insurgents, he just took over. David took over. He provided suppressive fire while his men evacuated, rescuing his entire squad at the risk of his own life. Only when his men were all out did David exit the building. But the fighting was far from over. Militants on the roof fired down at them with round after deadly round. A Bradley fighting vehicle came to the scene to suppress the enemy and drove them further into the building. Knowing that he would face almost certain death, David decided to go back inside the house and make sure that not a single terrorist escaped alive or escaped in any way. He quickly encountered an insurgent who was about to fire a rocket-propelled grenade at his squad. David once again jumped into danger and killed him before he had a chance to launch that grenade. Next, 2 more insurgents came out of hiding and fired at David. He returned fire, killing them both. Then a third assailant burst out of a wardrobe, wearing a wardrobe, and opened fire. David shot and wounded the man, but he escaped up the stairs. Racing after him, David engaged in hand-to-hand combat and killed him, too. Bleeding and badly wounded, David had single-handedly defeated the forces who had attacked his unit and would have killed them all had it not been for the bravery of David. Just then, yet another combatant jumped down from the 3rd-story roof and attacked. David shot him, and the assailant fell off the balcony. Alone in the dark, David killed 4 insurgents and seriously wounded the 5th, saving his soldiers and facing down the enemies of civilization. Here with us today are 32 American service members who fought with David in Iraq, including 12 who are with David on that very, very horrible and dangerous November night. Please stand. Did he do a good job? If not, you know, it's not too late. Thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it very much. Also with us are 5 families of David's brothers in arms who made the supreme sacrifice. To the Gold Star families of Sean Sims, Stephen Falkenberg, Scott Lawson, J.C. Madison, and Michael Carlson, our entire nation expresses our love, loyalty, and everlasting gratitude. Please stand.
Please.
Thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it. Thank you. David often tells young people, Americans don't want to fight, but if someone picks a fight with us, we will always win, because we don't fight for awards or recognition. We fight for love of our country, our homeland, our family, and our unit, and that's stronger than anything the enemy has. So thank you, and thank you to his family very much. Great family, David. Thank you. David exemplifies the same warrior ethos that gave his grandfather and all of the heroes of Normandy the strength to defeat evil exactly 75 years ago. I hear that his grandfather, Joseph, is now 99 years old and that today he's watching this ceremony at his home in Jamestown, New York. A lot of people are watching, David. America is blessed with the heroes and great people like Staff Sergeant Bellavia, whose intrepid spirit and unwavering resolve defeats our enemies, protects our freedoms, and defends our great American flag. David, today we honor your extraordinary courage, we salute your selfless service, and we thank you for carrying on the legacy of American valor that has always made our blessed nation the strongest and mightiest anywhere in the world. And we're doing better today than we've ever done. Our country is stronger now, and we're doing better economically than ever before. We're setting records, and you fought for something that's really good, and we appreciate it, David. Really appreciate it. Thank you. And now I'm very pleased to ask the military aide to come forward while I present the Congressional Medal of Honor to Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. Please.
The President of the United States of America, authorized by Act of Congress, March 3, 1863, has awarded in the name of Congress the Medal of Honor to Staff Sergeant David G. Bellavia, United States Army, for conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty. Staff Sergeant David G. Bellavia distinguished himself by acts of gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty on November 10, 2004. While serving as squad leader in support of Operation Phantom Fury in Fallujah, Iraq. While clearing a house, a squad from Staff Sergeant Bellavia's platoon became trapped within a room by intense enemy fire coming from a fortified position under the stairs leading to the second floor. Recognizing the immediate severity of the situation and with disregard for his own safety, Staff Sergeant Bellavia retrieved an automatic weapon and entered the doorway of the house to engage the insurgents. With enemy rounds impacting around him, Staff Sergeant Bellavia fired at the enemy position at a cyclic rate, providing covering fire that allowed the squad to break contact and exit the house. A Bradley fighting vehicle was brought forward to suppress the enemy. However, due to high walls surrounding the house, it could not fire directly at the enemy position. Staff Sergeant Bellavia then re-entered the house and again came under intense enemy fire. He observed an enemy insurgent preparing to launch a rocket-propelled grenade at his platoon. Recognizing the grave danger the grenade posed to his fellow soldiers, Staff Sergeant Bellavia assaulted the enemy position, killing one insurgent and wounding another who ran to a different part of the house. Staff Sergeant Bellavia, realizing he had an unclear, darkened room to his back, moved to clear it. As he entered, an insurgent came down the stairs firing at him. Simultaneously, the previously wounded insurgent reemerged and engaged Staff Sergeant Bellavia. Staff Sergeant Bellavia, entering further into the darkened room, returned fire and eliminated both insurgents. Staff Sergeant Bellavia then received enemy fire from another insurgent emerging from a closet in the darkened room. Exchanging gunfire, Staff Sergeant Bellavia pursued the enemy up the stairs and eliminated him. Now on the second floor, Staff Sergeant Bellavia moved to a door that opened onto the roof. At this point, a fifth insurgent leapt from the third floor roof onto the second floor roof. Staff Sergeant Bellavia engaged the insurgent through a window, wounding him in the back and legs, and caused him to fall off the roof. Acting on instinct to save the members of his platoon from an imminent threat, Staff Sergeant Bellavia ultimately cleared an entire enemy-filled house, destroyed four insurgents, and badly wounded a fifth. Staff Sergeant Bellavia's bravery, complete disregard for his own safety, and unselfish and courageous actions are in keeping with the finest traditions of military service and reflect great credit upon himself and the United States Army.
And right now, David's comrades in arms have joined him on stage. Presumably, photographs are being taken. That is the reason for this, so we apologize for the silence. Probably a good 20 people up on that stage now, maybe 25 as I get a wider look. Who's just been awarded the Medal of Honor. David's family had gone up there earlier. President Trump among those applauding David Bellavia.
Please join me. Most holy God, as we go from this place, let this ceremony be a reminder of your faithfulness and a challenge to us all to live a life of courage and honor, placing the needs of others first. Thank you for the life of Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. May his life be an inspiration to each of us. Lord, as we walk, be our light and our guide. Bless our nation and keep the lamp of liberty burning bright. In your most gracious and holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jim.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain in your seats until the President has departed the East Room. Thank you.
President Trump striding from the room. Thank you. And that will conclude our coverage of the David Bellavia Medal of Honor ceremony part of today's program. And now we will turn it over for your telephone calls on News Radio 930 WBEN. We will definitely replay that ceremony during the course of this afternoon's program, because we have a whole bunch of people who were at work and who couldn't watch it or who couldn't listen to it. So we'll definitely get that to you on News Radio 930 WBEN. So what did you think? What did you think of the Medal of Honor ceremony? And let's not make a big deal out of David facing the wrong way at that one point during the ceremony. That was the one thing that he was that he didn't want to do, and he probably is going to be reliving that moment over and over. But I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was very, very well done, and the applause was simply thunderous for David Bellavia receiving the Medal of Honor. And at the end of the ceremony itself, as I told you, I didn't want to talk on the air during the ceremony, but I kind of had to, because nothing was happening on stage that was of an audio nature. It was all very, very visual. But President Trump was there, of course, and then David's family came up on stage. And then after the family left the stage, the people with whom David served, as well as some of the brass, got up on stage with David Bellavia and the President of the United States. After the President put the Medal of Honor around David Bellavia's neck, he clapped him two or three times on the upper arms near the shoulders and walked away. So your thoughts on the Medal of Honor for David Bellavia and the ceremony? If you would like to pass on a message to David Bellavia through this radio station, you can call us right now. David is not listening to the radio right now, but I have a sneaking suspicion he might very well tune in at some point when he's got nothing else to do and listen to what happened on this show, his show, after the Medal of Honor ceremony. If you have something you'd like to say about David Bellavia and what he has accomplished and what he has done and the Medal of Honor that David Bellavia just received, please do so. We'll have a lot of time to get to after the news at 4 o'clock here on News Radio 930 WBEN. So what did you think, and any thoughts you have for David Bellavia? Maybe what you'd like to see David Bellavia doing in the future. I personally hope he does not go into politics, because I don't think anybody goes into politics and emerges from politics clean or smelling clean. I think politics is a dirty, filthy business, and I certainly hope that David does not besmirch himself by entering into the waters of politics. I think he should do something else other than politics, like, I don't know, maybe this radio show would be a good idea.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.